social, impact, everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest with us. We have a gentleman named Michael Agma. And Michael is the founder and CEO of Agma Hospitality, which is a company in the business of pain relief as a shift disturber. Now, this is the one of the most ubiquitous titles or explanations I've ever had, and I love this business, and it's local to the community I'm in, so I'm excited for him to explain what that means, being a shift disturber. So, Michael, I wanted to first start off with saying thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Thanks, Avery. It's great to be part of the show.
Awesome. So, what does that mean? You talked about being a shift disturber, and you're in the business of pain management, but, you know, what is Agma Hospitality? What do you do? And why do you believe you're a social impactor?
Well, just to give you a little bit of background as to what I do and what inspired me to start Agma Hospitality in 2015 was an extreme labor shortage as it relates to hospitality in Central Ontario. And so through phone calls in my previous work, I thought, how do we create an environment that connects people who are looking for work as a shift disturber and for companies, resorts, hotels, catering companies, whoever is in the need of people to fill that short-term pain in order to provide that excellent customer service.
Wow. So incredible. And I'm going to be a little bit biased because I know what you're doing in the local community, but when it comes to, developing an opportunity for professional development and students and really giving them a job that gives them sustainable wage, let's talk about that.
Exactly.
More. Let's talk about that more because that's the piece that always makes me, light up when I hear about Agma Hospitality.
Okay. So, and to answer the question about, a social impactor. So, In my previous work at Georgetown College as a program coordinator in hospitality, and then spending 3 years in international education, I felt the pain of some of the international students who were struggling to find some part-time work, to get connected into a community, to develop some soft skills, to make those connections that we as residents of this community who have been here for a long time. And so I guess it warmed my heart. So I said, you know what? I think I can help. And I also wanted to help not just by providing opportunities and paying, people say minimum wage. I say maximum value. That's what you get paid for. But to give them a living wage so they can make a change in their own personal life. And so part of the social impact was to provide opportunities for them to achieve those goals, to make some connections, develop some soft skills as it relates to the Canadian workplace, and gather together, just a little bit of background of the company as well, is we have associates from 33 different countries that work together. So not too often in Simcoe County, in Muskoka, in Ontario, maybe even in Canada, that you have that diversified a workforce.
Well, and I mean, what's incredible about that is not only are you diversifying our workforce, but you're also giving opportunity for people who really give their all to be in Canada, right? They've left family behind many times. They've left opportunity and they're coming to a new place with a new culture and a language, and you've given them the ability to really survive. I think that's, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the history, I'm a first generation Canadian, and I remember hearing stories from my parents who arrived on the shores of Canada in the late 50s, from the Netherlands, who, when I work today and hear the stories of an international student, the story does not vary much from what my parents shared with me, language and food and culture and meeting. So very much, I think I'm living up to their expectations that, we can make this a little better place.
Well, I love that. I absolutely do. And making great change in the community, and I'm excited to see where Agma Hospitality goes. And I want to jump into the second question, because the second question is really about what that community looks like, and it's on the lens of positive impact. So how are you making a positive impact then in the community?
Well, I guess on two fronts. Let's go from the associate level. Again, going back to providing these unique opportunities to anyone, and I can say international students, but anyone in the community who is, I'll paint you a scenario. Say the majority of hospitality workers in our region are, by the most part, part-time. And I've heard that he said, if I could just pick up one more shift, which earns me $100 or something for that day, and I do that 4 days a month or once a week, $400 in my life can buy me or put me in a different bracket or provide me with better food or a better place to live or transportation or whatever their wishes are, versus them committing to two different employers. And then they have to fight as to who do I commit to first, and then they get in trouble. And so this way, part of this whole shift disturber is say, you know what, we don't want, we're here to just to help fill up some gaps that you may have in your time. And it's our philosophy is work when you want, not work when we tell you to want or to work. So it's a different shift in the gig economy. And so that's part of our mandate, part of our mission, and part of the core values we espouse to.
Yeah. And I mean, I can attest to it because I've been a part of, you know, working with EGMA Hospitality a couple times now. And when it comes to even on my front, you know, maybe 1 month I can't, you know, afford rent or 1 month my expenses are higher than I expected. Just the idea to be able to, you know, work like in a gig economy when you want on your own time and be able to sustain yourself is incredible. It is an uplifting feeling to be able to have that opportunity.
Absolutely. And as you asked me in the beginning, kind of a sort of an infomercial about what I do, I tell everyone, you know, I don't, if there's an opportunity through connecting with us to other organizations that allows you an opportunity to maybe make a change or career change or a job change for the positive, then to me, that's a success story on a personal level. So it's, you know, so far so good. I can share many stories of individuals who have followed that recipe and have gone on to, you know, following areas in their own education, their own career path, and have made a significant change in their life.
Let's do that. I'm curious. It might be a really cool, let's give one example and just, I think it would be great for listeners to learn about these real life examples of what that looks like.
Sure. Well, I'll give you one which was one of the original ones. So Mevin is an international student who comes from the country of Mauritius. And he's worked with us for well over a year. And at one time he was up at one of our clients and they needed somebody to carve beef at a buffet. And so Mevin said, you know what, I can do it. So as Mevin, who oozes with personality, is standing behind the buffet line and somebody's coming up, family came up, this was a brunch. And so Mevin, who is from Mauritius, if you don't know where that is, it's 1200 kilometers off the Madagascar coast. So he looks like he's from India, but he has a French accent. So as he's engaging in conversation, the gentleman says, so where are you from? And he says, Mauritius. And he says, Mauritius. And so Mevin says, do you know where that is? He said, no. And he said, so, which is typical of question when somebody's from a tropical island in the Pacific, they say, so why are you here? He said, well, I'm studying at Georgian College. And the gentleman said, hospitality? He said, no, architectural technology. He says, really? He said, are you ever in need of a co-op position? He said, yes. So he gives him his card. They make a connection and it leads to some opportunity in the future. So from wearing a chef coat, carving roast beef at a buffet line, to making a connection to somebody in a field that he's studying was a lot easier than applying for 200 jobs online.
Yeah. Wow.
just a simple example. And there are others. And I said, you know, as Canadians, I guess, or even, you know, if we meet somebody from, we're very interested in their background. So if you do it right, and have that little catch, that hook, you never know how it could lead to something.
And it's true. You never really know, right? In that situation, it's just the fact that Mevin had the opportunity to be there. But yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. I love that story.
Yeah. So it worked, and he's in construction now, and he's still helping us out. And so, yeah. And I think that story is probably repeated a lot more than the stories I actually hear. But one of the items we share with all of our associates is, you know, have something in your back pocket to sell your skills, because it's a big market out there.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the next question, because this question's about the business.
Okay.
Everything you're doing with AGMA, you know, has a great community behind it. But I want to know if you believe that this idea or theme of social impact is an important part of business.
The answer is yes. I think, and I go back to, as a business model for social impact, is to pay our associates a higher wage, which allows them more opportunities. So I think the impact of just getting by and paying your tuition as a student, paying your rent, your food, and so on and so forth, is huge. And I'll give you another story of one of our associates that, again, pulled a cord with me in a positive way. So this young man found me at Winners. I was shopping at Winners, and he said, "Sir, I understand you have work. I need work. Can you help me out?" So we offered him some work. We paid him, and I said, "Let me take you to the bank." I took him to the bank, and as I handed him his check, he started to shake. And I asked him if he was all crazy. He said, "No, I'm okay. But I just made as much money working for you this summer as my parents did all of last year in my home country." And I said, "So what does that mean to you?" He said, "Sir, I live on $2 a day on food. $2 a day on food. And now I can go and buy some fresh vegetables. I can buy some fresh produce and better food so I can have a healthier lifestyle." And I went, "Wow." You know, he never complained. He just went to work, did what he had to do. And I said to him, "I bet you your story is shared by others." He said, "Sir, you have no idea the impact you have made on some of my friends." So that's what keeps you getting up in the morning and doing what you're doing. So yeah, with social impact. And on the flip side, from the business model, you know, understanding that in hospitality, profit margins are sometimes thin. And so if there's a way to bring in qualified, skilled people when you need them versus always having them on payroll and then they don't have enough shifts, it provides that opportunity for the business to be more sustainable. So it grows that way. And I think the third thing to share is, in our business, transportation is always a challenge to get to work. And if you have to go to a rural community or a rural resort and you don't have a car, we support our associates by coordinating ride sharing. So if there's a driver, communicate with each other, throw in some money to help the driver with gas or some other, save the carbon footprint in our world by putting four people in a car than the traditional one person in four cars. And, you know, just a little bit of reducing the carbon footprint, I think, has some social impact.
No, I mean, what you just talked about is that it's multifaceted. There's many ways that you've embedded social impact or an impact statement into what you do. And I mean, you're creating success, which kind of just reiterates the mandate that social impact is an important part of what we do.
Absolutely. I think we all, you know, somebody, where I was at a conference recently and everyone had to get up and say to the person next to them that I'm going to leave this world a better place than I found it. And,
I like,
you know,
that.
Sometimes we fluff it off and go, okay, here we go, another icebreaker. But I when I stood up and went around, not only at my table, but around, and I shook the person's hand and I said, "You know what? I have left this world a better place than I found it. Not that I will, I have."
Yeah. Huh.
Well, yeah, so actions are speaking larger than words. It's so easy to read it and post it and come up with wonderful, sayings of people, but to actually do something is a significant difference.
Yeah, no, it is. Action is, it always differentiates from a statement. No, I couldn't agree with that more. So last question I have for you, Michael, and it's actually your advice. And so I'm curious about this from your perspective, you know, everything you've done at Georgian, everything you're doing with AGMA Hospitality.
Yeah.
What is your advice for others to begin making a social impact in their communities?
Ooh, good question, Avery. How can an individual, I think everyone knows what they can do. And whether it's, and sometimes they create their own self-limiting beliefs as to, I'm just one person, what I do won't really have a significant impact. And I think if we all did a little something different, helping others, helping the environment, doing whatever social change needs to happen, not just for us, but in seven generations from us, when they look back and say, what can happen. So I would say, just get started. Find like-minded individuals, such as your wonderful work with podcasting. And I know the work you've done in social innovation, social change. And I'm sure there's many people out there that are naysayers and say, forget about it. I'll leave it for somebody else. No, do it. And do it for yourself first. And then do it for others. Do it for one person. Maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's people in your subdivision, in your community, but you never know. I mean, there are so many different movements out there, but you have to move. I mean, a movement means move. So let's just start moving and doing. So, and talk about it. I think, it's like being an entrepreneur. Everyone says, don't tell anybody your idea because they're going to steal it. Well, I tell everyone my ideas because I know they're too lazy to do anything. And nobody's going to run off with it, but they may know somebody and I do an exercise in what I call the reciprocity ring. And I say, request something that you can't get yourself and put it in this ring. And then somebody else looks at the ring and says, I know somebody who can help you. And we make a connection and it becomes this wonderful spoked wheel of requests and people start making things happen. Just because if everyone asks, it's not so difficult.
Yeah, no, that's it's true. And I love the statement you made on movement is moving because that's that action piece. Yeah.
How often, Avery, have you heard that? To say, we're going to start a movement. Well, movement means you have to move.
Well, yeah, you don't start a movement by sitting.
That's right. Yeah. My neighbor's going to start a movement. And as generations change and new challenges develop, I mean, now is the time to, and I think the generations that are, the five generations that are working together right now, I think it can have great impact. So tell the stories, share the stories with others.
That's amazing. So Michael, mm-hmm. I just wanted to end this podcast with really saying, a big thank you. Thank you for, everything you do in the community that we're both a part of. Thank you for giving opportunity for international students to have a living wage. And thank you for also showing what it's like to be a real life social impactor.
Well, thank you, Avery. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to be part of this social impactor series. And if there's anything I can do to your listeners, whoever hears this, again, let me help. And I will follow up with helping.
So, really quickly before we end, actually, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is by email at michael@agamahospitality.com. Or you can go to the website, agamahospitality.com, or even download the app on your, through the App Store or the Play Store on Agama Mobile. And join and become one of our shift disturbers.